And I thought what David said, he restoreth my soul. And I told God, I don't be knowing even what it means when I see. I have visions and I don't know what they mean. I have people, I can look at people and they'll appear a person and then they appear something else. And I don't know what that means. But I told God, I don't care if I don't know what it means. I'm just so glad you gave it back to me, because I feel like now you don't come back to me, and I'm really feeling good about it. And my soul feel good about it. I just really want to thank the Lord. He is good. Let me tell you, look for whatever God has done in your life. Yeah. We know we're 40 years, 50 years. If you've been really praying and asking God, he will restore you. David said, he restoreth my soul. He will restore your soul. God will give you back what you lost if you want it bad enough. And if you want it bad enough, you're hanging there till you get it. And so I just really thank him. I said, oh God, you're just so good. What are we going to do? I said, Lord, you have to tell me what it means. It's a vision. I don't even know what it means. I've talked to ministers. I've talked to people that's supposed to know. Since days, I don't know what it means, but I know God's showing you something. I said, oh, good. So I told the Lord, I said, this time, Lord, tell me what this means. I see people in different forms. And then I see, like I could be looking at Brother Eddie, just looking at him. And I know Brother Eddie. Well, he'll come in the door and be somebody else. And I see him just like I'm looking at you. And then, a little while later, there it is. I said, God, what in the world? When I first begin to have these visions about, and I don't know what it is. Maybe somebody, I don't know what it is. One of the saints that had been come to our church, she came in the church and I looked at her and I said, and I went up and I hugged. I said, hello, Sister So-and-so. And when I came away from her, she was dressed beautifully, but her clothes was a little, you know, which looked like they had got, like when, you know, you wash your clothes and the color comes out. Well, she had on a double black suit and the color looked like it came out of it. Yeah, kind of, yeah, faded. And then her hair was so beautiful and everything. So we gets on the bus, me and Bridget. That's my running buddy. I said, oh, she looks so wonderful this morning. She said, who are you talking about, Mama? I'm talking about, and I call her name. I said, she had this beautiful black suit, but, you know, I guess she washed it too much and it faded, I guess. But her hair and everything, I said, and she done lost weight and so-and-so, so-and-so. And she just looked, she said, No, no, Mama, she done gained 50 pounds. She was sloppy and everything. I said, no, I'm looking. I know what I saw. And so I kept on talking to her. She said, Mama, I said, oh, Lord, what do you do with these people? What do you do with this? But he restores my soul. Let God restore your soul. And things you've been had, God is going to. I feel like he started with me. I'm the leader. He going to restore your soul. You used to stand up in the church and you used to prophesy and you used to hallelujah. We spent out this 21 days. He going to restore your soul. I believe God is going to restore the souls of his people. I do. I believe he's going to give back what you lost. Or you thought you lost it. Yeah, that's right. Amen. You know, that's right. He said that little boy, my little grandma said, that's right. He going to help me preach. You wait and see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was thinking in I'm just so happy to be here. I'm happy. I'm just so grateful for the restoration. I do. I feel like a new person. I just really thank the Lord for that. I want you to go to First Chronicles, the 21st chapter. I love David. I love his life. I study him all the time. And after I see Jesus, I think I like to see David. Hallelujah. That's how much I like. I love reading about David. For some reason, I just do. Praise the Lord. And so, Father, I just want to thank you. I do appreciate you. Hallelujah, today. And I pray that you will restore your people like you have restored your servant. I pray, God, for your people. So these are your people, the sheep of your pasture. And I just want to thank you as we minister the word today, Lord. Let us say that you would have us to say, put in our mouth the words to say, Father. In Jesus' name, I give you glory and I give you praise. Amen. And before we start the service, I want to pray for Sister Linda. If she's listening, Sister Linda, we love you. We pray for you. We still believe in miracles, Sister Linda. There is nothing that God cannot do. He can restore a soul and he can restore a body. He can do anything that you can believe him for. So reach out in faith and just believe him. Just believe him for something that just, whew, amen, that's the kind he'd like to deal with. And I just want to thank the Lord for you all. I just love you. I miss you. And I pray that the Lord would touch you right now in Jesus' name. I've been knowing this woman and this man for 50 years, I know. I believe it's been about 50 years. It's been a long time. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to go to the 21st chapter of 1 Chronicles. Hallelujah. Lord gave me this because I truly believe the leaders have a great part to play in things. You know what I'm saying? And leaders have a great part to play in things. I really have to watch and step closer. Leaders have a great thing to do. And a country mostly kind of go like the leader. They go like the leader go. Amen. That's why this man had to shut down everything. Because they weren't able to used to him leading like he's doing now. You know what I'm saying? So he had to shut it down to make sure everybody was staying with him, I suppose. But our leader, we need righteous leaders. America is supposed to be a righteous country. And when your leaders get unrighteous, the country goes down. Not the Christians go down, because Christians are going to be standing and praying. But it's going to be bad for the country as a whole. Amen. And we got to have righteous leaders. So y'all better stop getting out talking about you this and that and start voting for righteousness. Hallelujah. If righteousness come with a hoary head or whatever, if righteousness is in that person, you better stop asking, talking about, well, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, and I'm this and I'm that, I'm that. You better start putting righteous people in that office. Because God is looking at us. And he's up to the devil. He still go to the devil and say, hey, now look. Because, see, everything has to go according. God is not going to turn over just because we America. It's going to be the way he put it down there. And everybody got to obey it, including Satan. And I really believe he's going to get an audience if he ain't already got it soon against America. Now, that's what I believe. And that's what comes to me when I seek the Lord. That's what comes to me. Don't think because we're America we're going to get away. We not. We're not going to get away. We're going to suffer. Praise the Lord. Let me show you this. Yes, Lord. And I'm going to show you what happens when leaders get raunchy. Take that. See, you have to go through it and see what that means. See, you know what I'm saying? And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel, which he wasn't supposed to do. David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba, even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it. And Joab answered, the Lord made this people 100 times so many more as they be. But my Lord the king, are they not all my Lord's servants? Why then does my Lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel? Because it was against the will of God for you go out and number, for him to number. Yeah. Why? Listen, God was with Israel in her battles. Sometimes it'd be so many he couldn't count them, his eyes couldn't even see it. Yeah. And God would come down in thunder and show his mighty power. And that's what God want to do for the church, and that's what God want to do for America right now. Praise the Lord. But something is going on, not that there, but I'm showing you what happens when the leaders get down. Praise the Lord. I said, y'all read your Bible, don't you? Okay. Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Even Joab, one of his great leaders, Joab was one of the leaders of his army. He was a great leader, Joab. And he said, now, you know, he said it, you know, respectfully. You know, we're not supposed to do this. Why are you doing this? You know, but he's the king. So he gets it done. So he goes, so they go all through, and Joab gave the sum of the number of the people unto David, and all they of Israel were 1,000 thousands and 100,000, oh my goodness, that drew swords. And Judah was 400, 60, and another 70,000 men that drew swords. But Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Judah, Joab. So Joab didn't go there to the two places that wasn't supposed to go. He wasn't supposed to go to none of them. But the king said do it, so he did it. And they did it very reluctantly. I mean, they did not want to do this, even though he was the king. Amen. And I'm telling you, some of our kings is doing things that's not profitable to our nation, not profitable to what God has put in us as Christians. But they're permitting it. And God is not going to stand back while our leaders permit things. And then you got all kind of weak people. You do. You got people that, you know, that stand for leaders. They you know, they love people. They'll do whatever that person say. And so you're following the wrong leader. We got to follow Jesus Christ now. And whatever that leader say, if it's out of the will of God, we got to say, no way, Jose. I don't care what he put up that it's okay. Just because he says it's okay, if it's not God's way, it ain't okay. It's got to be God's way. Amen. Or no way. And America said that at first, we're one nation under God. Really? Really? What we're permitting to do and you know, and going along with it and all this kind of stuff, even as Christians, children, you cannot go along with sin. This not only sin we permit, it's an abomination to God. God said it's an abomination, it's an abomination. And no, you wasn't born like that. This is the devil to come against people's minds, children's minds. And now these grown people that's supposed to have sense, they even pushing it and promoting it. You know, telling a little kid, oh, you feel like a girl? Okay, you, oh, honey, you probably a girl. You know, just really give her a doll. Give her this, give her. Children of God, God gonna get you. I'm telling you, you can't talk about, well, they was born like that. No, they was not born. All kids are not born like that. Don't tell me that stuff. I've had 10, and none of them was born like that. And none of yours was born like that either. It ain't nothing but the devil that have come. And he knows these sins brought judgment to Sodom and Gomorrah. And we need to think that God is going to keep America up in his covenant. He's not going to do it. We're going to have to suffer pretty soon if we don't get our act together. And I'm wondering, the brother, about the church. I said, God, all this stuff is going on. Not one sound. Not one sound. Let's pray. Let's fast. I got a great big sanctuary. We got whole 50,000 people, 20,000 people. Let's all get in here and let's fast and pray and ask God for mercy. Not one. It's terrible. No, they lose the money. And got so much of, you shouldn't get yourself over, you know, what you got to depend on people. Don't get yourself so that you got to depend on somebody. Don't do it. Financially, don't do it. Always keep yourself financially where if they don't do so, keep yourself, and God will keep you financially like that. I wish I knew more about the finances in, you know, like in countries, but I don't know nothing too much about that. I let it alone, you know. But I do know God. And I know that if we sin, we're going to pay. And I know if we put up with sin, we're going to pay. Amen. You know, and it's down to schools, you can't tell a kid he's a girl or a boy, I guess. It's pitiful. And God is going to judge. I don't care what you say. Hallelujah. You send your kid to school, you don't know what you're sending them to. You don't. And I feel sorry for, you know, for us, that most of, a lot of people that sanctified don't have enough money to send their kids to these big private schools. But I'm going to tell you something, these big private schools, they're acting crazy too. They're acting crazy too. I got some people that work in schools and kids 4 years old, bossing folks around and cussing and all this kind of stuff. God is not pleased with the way we raising our kids. Praise. You stop looking at Dr. Spocky or whoever you look at and raise your kids according to the scriptures. Come on. That's what we're supposed to do. Raise our children according to what God say. You know what I'm saying? They said, well, you know, you can't whoop your kid. Oh, you ass man. I had 10 and I should have been put in jail. And I told my daughter, somebody, dad said, honey, we got a big enough house, and we do got a big house. We can let some, I said, what? If I keep this kid, they'll put me in jail. Because when he needs his fanny whooped, I'm going to whoop it. My auntie has switches with names on them. Two of them in the corner. I'm say Jimmy and John. And when she went to that place to get them, we knew we going to get it. But now, somebody said, what is a switch? You don't, what is it? What is, you don't know nothing. Listen, don't let them, that devil tell you, there sat my daughter, there sat a tough one right there. All my children love God. You know what I'm saying? I beat their rumps, but they love the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. They didn't go everywhere. Everybody went. They didn't, I don't care what the teacher said. Shoot. When the Lord told me to stop keeping Halloween, I went right up there and got my son. Come on, baby, you can't keep Halloween. God said, don't do it. And we ain't going to do it. Woo, it was all over the schools. I'm not talking about Sister Dave. I'm talking about what God said. I just believe what God say. Amen. Hallelujah. Didn't hurt him a bit. And one of the people that was, he was the gym teacher. He came to me, he said, Sister Davis, thank you. I've been trying to take a stand like this. He said, thank you. And he appreciated that I could come up to that school and get my kid out of that. My kid is not going to keep Thanksgiving. I mean, Halloween. I'm not in the Halloween, children of God. I'm in the Jesus wing. Jesus. Now, if you're going to have a place for Jesus, I'll let him march with you and put on this little. No, but you're not going to talk about no Halloween and march none of my kids down in it. Yes. I had a good time. And the ones that liked me liked, and the ones that didn't like me, I didn't care. God wanted, so David went and named, why do you think the Lord didn't want him to number the people? Because when, you know, the battles was big back in those days. They had hundreds and thousands of soldiers. It was hundreds of thousands of soldiers that came against David. And he didn't know how many men he had. He didn't know how many men he had, but he had his God. And his God beat down, sent down hailstorms, whatever he did, whatever God fight battles, and some of them died, some of them, God whipped his battles for him. He was a leader. You don't have to see what you got in the bank, praise. You don't have to see nothing. All you got to do is serve God. I'm going to tell you something. I have served God and was saved when I was 14, taught Sunday school, and God has brought me through. God has brought me out. Hallelujah. He has, brother. I can't tell too much yourself, I'll be bragging. You know what I'm saying, Brother Ed? The Lord, we were poor. What you see me now, I ain't poor now. I'm not poor now. I can go buy a car cash. It didn't happen overnight. It happened because two little people decided to serve the Lord. My husband decided to serve the Lord. He gave him the man to build a home up on that hill up there. A 5-bedroom, beautiful, by himself. Because he said, he don't want nobody. Because you get one, man, you ain't putting that right. No. No, you move. No. So he ended up building this big 5-bedroom home. Took him about 2 or 3 years to build it. Along come a builder, so we sold it to a guy. But the guy, it all, when we sold the land, we sold land. Right around the corner up there. Watch it now. We sold land. Huge amount of money. We didn't go and do this and do that. We bought a house. We bought it. Paid cash. Paid cash for it. Okay, then dad, then we sold that. And it was higher than what that was. And we bought something else and paid cash. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, God will take you through. God will put things in your hands. All you got to do is serve him. Children of God, all you got, and listen, you ain't got nothing. David, when he got through cutting all them men, if God wanted to, he could have sent Syria out after them and whooped their tails, but he didn't. He got to teach David, listen, you got to trust in me. Stop trying to put, you ain't got nothing. We didn't have nothing but 10 kids. And this time we had about 8. But God has always been with us. That's how we started. We just started buying stuff cash. And people think we're rich. We're not rich in Christ. Because we know everything belongs to God. I say everything belongs to God. We got nothing to complain. We got nothing to brag about. It all belongs to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But I just want to say this. Stop looking at what you got, hallelujah, in your hand if it ain't God. Trust in God with all your heart. Be for real. Be for real. Be who you are. Don't try to be like me, Gwen, sister this, or brother that. Be yourself. Trust God. He will do, he will outdo you. He will do what no other can do. Amen. Some people say, yeah, but my husband worked like everybody else did. So much until he got gout that he couldn't. One time we had to pray him out or he was dying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is no respecter of persons. Did you not preach this morning that before the world was, he knew us?
Yes.
What kind of God are we serving? When I look at this, when I think about in my poor little man, how, woo, my God. God becomes a name I can't name. Ain't a name great enough for him. Ain't no power great enough for him. Praise the Lord. He is God and there's none other. Praise the Lord. And he'll take, and you his child. Let me tell you, you're his child. And you come first. My kids come first, honestly. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let my kids starve. I'm not going to let them, you know, if they need something, I'll get it. If I got it. They know that. I mean, if I got it, they going to get it. If I got it. I heard, all right, thank you. Amen. And that's the way God is. You're his child. And that's the way I feel. Amen. That's what I feel. I feel that whatever God has, I can have it if I pay the price to get it. If I, you know what I'm saying? If he say, do this and that, and I do that, I'm looking. Only time I ain't looking is when I done something I ain't supposed to do. Which I don't mean no sin in my foot. Amen. This 21 days we going on a fast. It's not to say a fast, it's a dedication, I guess, for 21 days. We do it every year for our bodies. Amen. There's a lot of people have gotten off of soda and stuff since we did it, you know. But we got so enthused, Brother Ed, about studying about eating. To the children, we'll let you come and see it. I got how long that tank is? 5 feet long fish tank. And we'll put eating in it and let my children help us. We're going to put eating inside of this tank. Ain't God good? He's laughing at me. He's smiling. He just do this and he be laughing. God is good.
Yes, he is.
I say God is good.
Yes,
it's going to be, Tawana, what God gave you. This church is going to stand, ain't it, brother?
Yes.
And it's going to be a godly church. It's going to be what God wants us to be. I'm telling you now. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's going to be. God wants you in your place and your honor. Praise the Lord and do what he wants you to do. This is when I'm looking back, you know, Brother Ed, we've been gone a long time. And I've always loved to pray. I remember you came to the house of town and prayed with us. I've always been a praying prayer. I'd love to pray. Well, not pray, talk to God. I love to talk to God. Praise the Lord. I love to sit down and see what he's talking to me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, I love it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But when you get away and get so busy, you can't give God no time. Got so much stuff, it take you an hour to move it so you can get in there to pray. We need to do some searching. And we need to ask God to help us. And help us not to love so much. You know, you don't have to have... you listen to this. When Dad started building that home up there, how we got it, now Dad built it on himself. It took him about 2 years. Everything we put our hands on, God gave it to us. We wanted to put a coal stove in the basement. And I dreamed that something about the stove. And the next couple of days, somebody, it was in the paper, we went out and fitting somewhere, way out somewhere, and got this stove that we had in the basement burning coal and wood in this generation with a five-bedroom, beautiful home. Two bathrooms upstairs, one down. Beautiful home for his children. We stayed in the basement for, I guess, however long it took him to put the upstairs. We did the upstairs by ourselves. I don't know why I'm telling this. I didn't plan this. We said to do it the upstairs. So you asked me, I can help you put up drywall. I can help you mud it. Oh, yeah, he taught me how. I can help you pray, look, put it up the ceiling. We call a dead man. You got a thing that's got to put a 2x4 and put one on top of and push it up there. Oh, I know how to use a dead man. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for everywhere he has taken me. I do thank God. But some people think it's going to fall in your lap. No, honey, you got to pray. You got to be godly. You got to work. Amen. And people that you see gathered, they didn't just get it. My parents were poor. I was poor, Dad. I mean, we were poor. I mean, Dad was so poor. They say, boy's a turkey. We had went somewhere on the, he went to North Carolina to cut cabbage. And that's, you know, so, I may as well tell him. So he would send me the money for the rent, like $10, $10, $15. That's what our rent was, maybe, for a house. I told him, yeah, $15. But instead of taking the $10 to $15 for the rent, I jumped on the bus to go see my husband. He ain't got nowhere for me to live. I was so stupid. I had Gwen. Gwen was about, I guess, 3 or 4. She probably don't even remember. Do you remember? No. She a little bitty kid. So I went to what they had, this great big old room where the men lived that worked on the harvest. Now, I lived in Mississippi. I'm way down in Carolina. They said, well, this is Ernest Davis's baby. I don't know who she is. But this is Ernest's baby. Well, the man that knew that the men stayed up in tents. They stayed up in little bitty houses with a bed. You know, men stand up and stuff. And the guy say, no, say, you, Ernie, you can't let your wife stay here. So they takes me to another. They found a lady that took us in. God, I've been a nut. You know, I've been a nut in my day. I got the rent money down there staying in a house, pulling Ernie. He come home that day, got off the bus. He looked, he said, honey. I heard Gwen say, daddy. I'm telling you, I was a nut. I was really a nut, but God just loved me so much. He loved me so much. We did fine there, but I'm telling you, we left there with one pot. I may have had maybe 2 pieces of clothes and a pair of shoes. You look at people where they come, you don't know where they come from. Now I got so many clothes, I told God, I said, I'm sorry. I'd be pulling the thing back. I said, God, I'm getting rid of this stuff now. I got me a box when I started folding up stuff. I said, God, this is ridiculous. When I had 2 dresses and 2 pairs of shoes, I was good. I felt really happy because all I had to do was say, this is for Sunday. Honestly, this is for Sunday. Y'all let Bridget tell this. And this is for me going to the store. These shoes for the store and these for Sunday. And Polar Saints, they thought we didn't have a dad. They didn't know we had a dream. No, we didn't have, no, we had a dream. We had a dream. My husband wanted to get some land out here to take his kids out of the city. We had a dream. And I'm telling you, praise the Lord. So they had a rummage sale. Brother Buchanan. And I finally put the dress in him. He said, oh, thank you, Jesus. He said, oh, thank you, Lord. I sold the dress in the rummage sale. But look at me now. I said, look at me now. Praise the Lord. I don't have to wear one dress. I can have 20 dresses if I want them. Amen. And I got a house that I can grow. My kids can come and stay. I said, it's a big house. It's too big for me and Dad. It really is. It's a 5-bedroom. And the bed at the top and the bottom is gorgeous. And I said, Dad, he said, honey, well, I said, the suit, the stuff is costing $300,000. You sell it, what you going to get? Yeah. Yeah. To live. It's you got to have God. And they listen, $300,000 ain't nothing to God. Hallelujah. It won't be nothing to you if you handle your stuff right. God will help you. God will help you get. You don't have to be nothing. You can be a child of God, have a nice home. He said you got to live in a palace. He don't say that. But you know what I told the kids? I don't know if I said something to you. I said, we're going to soon have to live together. Family's going to have to live together to live. They're going to have to live together to live. I said, maybe that's why God gave me this big house, because I need somewhere to put somebody. So Thursday, my daughter coming out and staying 3 or 4 days. What if I didn't have the house? I couldn't put her nowhere. So I want to keep it for that reason. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just telling you, I'm no different from you. You pinch me, I bleed. You cut me, it's no different. God don't love me no better than he love you. God loves his people. He loved David, but when David sinned, he had to... Wait a minute, I'm going to bring that up too. Then not only David, this people had to come against the sin. Because the Lord sent a pestilence. Watch it. I say the Lord sent... Uh-oh, it sounds like something going on now. The Lord sent a pestilence that was killing up the people. And David said, Lord, these people ain't done nothing. Said, you know, judge me. But when the head sins, it affects the people. If the bodies, the head, all the people in America suffer for something. Is that what the Bible says? Yeah. Read it.
That's right.
And so I thought about it. I said, Lord, this is a pestilence in our land. Now they're talking about something else going on and going to happen. I say, God, you know what? I'm glad we saved. I'm glad we saved. You better be glad you saved. Because you got something that can keep away pestilence. I'm telling you now. You got something. If you saved and have the blood of Jesus over your life, you know the saints used to talk about the blood all the time. Didn't they? I did. It was always the blood. I plead the blood. And they was pleading the blood all the time. Everything was the blood. It's nothing as great as what Jesus did for us. Oh, my God. It's nothing as great, and we don't understand it. I don't care how much you try to explain it. I don't care how much it's preached. You still don't understand it. Do you? If you do, please get my address and write and tell me about it. Nobody really understands the essence of what God and Jesus did on that cross. Nobody understands it. Not really. We know he did it. We understand that. And we understand that he's great. Good Lord. That's not a name. You know, I was trying to think of some. You know, this commercial come on set. And telling you go to this lawyer said. Try this lawyer say. He said he's. Good and honest. And good is honest is all you need. I said, now you need to try mine. Because omnipotent and great is all you need. Shoot. You know what I'm saying? So I got to get some go with that, Lord. He's talking about, you know, because to this lawyer, this try these lawyers. Because, huh? Broad and Crouppen. Because good and honest, he said, I told the people, he going to make $1 billion on this. Because this commercial is on that. And good, he's good and honest, and good and honest is all you need. I said, no, baby, we need an omnipotent God and a great God. Now, that's all we need. Come on now. Well, you know, Brian and Crouppen ain't got it. Praise the Lord. Today, I bring to you, I want you to know that, hallelujah, you ain't got enough against the devil, but the blood of Jesus. You got everything you hold. If you got Jesus and the Holy Ghost in your heart, you got everything that you need to stand against what's going to come up on this earth. Because it's a lot going to come. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. So y'all about to learn how to eat vegetables. That's what we're going to do, eat vegetables. And you know, we're so spoiled. Can we drink? Can we do this? Lord, help us. This health thing is all the pastor going to do for y'all. It's going to be one fast. It's going to be that. The rest of fasting you're going to do because God said when you fast, when Jesus said, you're going to learn how to fast. I don't want you to say, well, when the pastor going to call a fast? No, pastor calling this one fast a year. And that's to straighten your body out, because I know you don't drink too much of everything. You done ate a ton of candy. You done everything you was trying to put away. You done put it back. Yeah, everybody's smart because it was the truth. This is the fast. This is the church's fast. After then, you going to fast. Like Jesus said. When you fast. It didn't say when Paul called it. It said when you fast. And I know when we first got saved, we fasted. Our church didn't do nothing but fast. Good Lord. We ought to done turned the world upside down. But it was nothing that they called. You brought a person up to the altar. Had cancer. I've seen this in my lifetime. I don't know if you remember her name. She's a little old lady. She had cancer on her nose. Just eating her up. She had to kind of cover up. This brother was there. He said, you fast 21 days. And God will heal you. He didn't say go to Dr. Stern, Dr. Flippo, or Dr. Nobody. He said, you fast 21 days and God will heal you. She did. And God, that cancer just fell off. God did it. So God is looking for us to do something. You know what I mean? To come to him. And y'all was talking about this morning in your Sunday school class about fasting. That humbles the soul. And it's good for you. You know what I'm saying? Fasting is good for you, really. Honestly. Now, we didn't know nothing about fasting, brother. We didn't know nothing about it. And our pastors, I've never been called to fast by a pastor. Except one time he asked us, one brother we was with, he said, would y'all fast with me? I'm going to fast a week. And Sister Davis, you know, he said, would you fast a day? And my best friend was Clarenza Clark. We were prayer partners. And, you know, we were young Christians. Fast 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. And then this time we fast no food, no water. By the third day, you about dead with no water. They say, but you cannot live 3 days, hardly go past. That ain't true. I live 7 days with no water, no food and water. I look like a skeleton. I don't know what I look like. They tell me what I look like. But on that seventh day, God knew my heart. And my daughters, I think Dee Dee, yeah, she would fast with me a lot of times. But we went to church that Sunday. Oh, Lord, have mercy. When that brother called that line, couldn't nobody stand up. Everybody was under the seats and fell. I mean, I ain't talking about playing either. We was gone. In the spirit, I had some brand new shoes and I tore them. Tore the top of them because I couldn't walk all good. Praise the Lord. Those were the days. Those were the days when we saw God move. We saw God move. I'm not saying you got to go fast 7 days to see God move, but I'm saying you should fast. Nobody should have to tell you to fast. That's not biblical. But for this, for once a year for our health, we put aside. We studied about eating. So I said, Lord, I'm going back to eating. I'm going to chase the church back to eating. We go back and have an eat back to eating fast. Well, my granddaughter, my baby, she went on and got this eating fast as this church do. I said, we're not doing that. I'm doing what God said. Eating fast, just get vegetables and go back to eating. Now, they had bees because God didn't say he invented bees after that. So there was honey. So y'all better, you know. I don't think it was white sugar. I don't think it was. They had to have cane because we raised cane in our garden. So honey is about the best I can do with you right now. So don't call me and ask me whatever you can have. You ask the Holy Spirit and ask him to help you to fast. Because if ever was a time now, saints need to be fasting and praying. And not like David, you know, fasted when he wasn't supposed to do something, doing something he wasn't supposed to do. Why do you think that God got him for that? For numbering Israel. I'm going to say it again so you can hear it back there. Why do you think God punished like he did for counting? that going by what he got to fight the battle. When he showed him many times in his lifetime that he didn't have nothing. And I mean, he would have little, maybe 200,000 troops. Somebody over there would 700,000. He couldn't even count them. And God would intervene. Amen. It ain't what you got in your hand. It's what's God in hands that God will give you. God will give you what you need to win a battle. He will. He's done it many times in my life. He will give it to you to win. It's no battle you can't win with God. I don't care where you are. I don't care what situation you're in. It depends on what you want. Because he's going to tell you how to get it. Now, if you don't want to do it, then that's you. You know, it's you. But he's put in your mind what to do. We never prayed for money, me and my husband. We never prayed for that. Never, never. Our prayer was always for the kids, you know, help them get to go to school and da-da-da and da-da-da. And thank God that he did bless the children. I thank God. And everybody got saved but you men, folks, my son. They'd be the last ones in. Do y'all know y'all? Shoot. But he's as sweet as he can be. Come to see Dad. He's off every Monday and Tuesday, and he runs us around Mondays and Tuesdays when he can. Monday or Tuesday, you know, we'd pick what day because he have his own house. But God, let me tell you, God is a faithful God. I say God is faithful. If you're sitting there under any kind of pressure, God is a pressure breaker. God will handle your pressure. I don't care what you under. Don't ever come to place and say, no, it's help. I don't care where you are. It's help. Because you're going to someone who invented the word help. Shucking. He is help. He helped. Bless one his word and help. And my strength, my sword, my shield, everything. God has it all. Will you stand? I don't really know where nobody is right now. I don't. I was telling the brother what's going on this here. I don't even know how to hardly pray for it. I was asking the brother this morning. I said, is this in the Bible? Is this supposed to be happening? And I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I said, I don't want to pray against God. Lord, I don't know what's going on. Because I know there are people praying. You know, where are we? But we can certainly pray for help. We can do that. We can pray. We can pray. That's right. The church has great power. Great power in the church. And not just here at Revival Center, but every church that got Christians in it, blood brought, Holy Ghost filled Christians, we can get it done. So if anybody today need special prayer for something, you got something on your heart that I ain't mentioned, you need prayer, come now. Amen. And I'll pray. We'll pray and believe God. Amen. You believe, sister, you believe in God? God got it. All right, God got it. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I pray for my daughter. You got somebody you want us to pray for? Okay. Let's pray for my daughter. She's so tired. You know, they got these jobs opening. They got one person doing the job of 20. You know, the schools, it's just pitiful. And it's wearing them out. Okay, you give somebody $50, but what is it going to do if you're sick and can't spend it? You don't wore yourself out. That's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. But it's just terrible. So we need to pray. And children of God, we let us be praying for the situation over there. Pray how the Holy Spirit leads you. Pray for that. Pray for these poor, precious people. These are God's people. God made these people. It's just terrible. And kids. And then people that are in hospitals. I mean, what kind of? But pray and ask God and ask the Holy Spirit heart to pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And let us please pray for one for another. I'm not talking about now. This phone stays ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. Pray for so-and-so. She said, you know, it's time to do. Put them phones down and pray. I mean, showing up, pray. You know, a lot of times we just say, Lord, bless so-and-so, so-and-so, you know, so-and-so. And then we pick the phone back up and then we, you know, put it somewhere we can, you know what I'm saying? I said, Lord, help me to be serious because there's serious things happening now. It's serious things are happening now. Praise the Lord. Well, no, nothing else? I always say, like my sister, my pastor say, well, the Lord, what did she say? I've delivered my soul.
21 days starting
tomorrow. And ending really on Palm Sunday. I'm not planning to end on Palm Sunday. And I was, went Friday to get some fish from the, you know, Catholic Church. And I doubt if anyone know what they're doing up there. But you know, God is so good. It was 200 people up there. And I parked the car in the garage. Told my God, and I parked the car in the garage, went on up to the thing. And a gentleman came back. He said, ma'am, what you need? Now I'm way back there at the door. And they go, way up there. I said, I just want some whitefish. You know, I want some whitefish. He said, come on. He took me back. He said, let's do a summer. He said, let's do a breakthrough. He took me right up to where they, he said, fix this woman some fish. Fix it. I sit there for 5 minutes. Okay, now, meanwhile, there are two little sweeties sitting there. Now, you know I got to sit down with my sweeties. They wanted to sit there. I sit there, you know, waiting the 5 minutes. It took them exactly 5 minutes to put me some fish in there. Folks was back down to the, this is a big church. And we started talking. We started telling about this. She said, well, you know, people go to church. They don't know a thing about the Lord. Most of them don't know nothing. It's sad. So you look at people, you don't say, well, I'm so-and-so. No, you do what the Holy Spirit tell you to do. And after talking to these two little sweeties, she said, oh, so-and-so. Then they ask you who you are, where you come from. And, you know, but they was eating all you can eat. Their place was eating all you can eat, you know. I just got mine to go. By the time I got through talking to them, hallelujah, hit them and said, here's your fish, ma'am. Thank you. And I got to go all, oh, my Lord, all through this crowd. Come back down trying to get to my car, which I'm trying to remember where I put it, see. Because it's a big church. This big old church up there. Woo, my goodness. So what I'm trying to do is remember things. Y'all laughing, but you better try. Try. You know, brother? You know, you get old, you get unforgetful and everything else. But you know what? I know the tag number. It's EHO3LG. I know my tag number. So I said, now I passed this cemetery. So watching where I'm going, Al. Watching down, I guess he said, what's the one? Watching where I'm going. I got down there and I said, now I'm going to went across here. Yes, yeah, so I went around. I said, now EHO. So I'm looking for EHO. EHO G3L. There you are. Found it. Ain't God good? Yes. You getting old and you all that's getting old out there, you better start watching. In fact, you better watch while you young. What? Yeah, you better, I'm telling you, you better watch and pray. You better, because I'm telling, that's why the Lord tells us to watch and pray. Because things will slip upon you, you so holy, and anything you know, there you are. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. I want to thank the Lord, hallelujah. Give him a prayer, give him a praise. He's so good. I'm through. And I want to thank the Lord for Derek. He's always trying to upgrade things and make things better. Isn't that wonderful? He told me one time when we was going to do something, he said, no, God gave this to me to do. And I let it alone. I said, well. So it tickled me so bad because I didn't know Derek was here yesterday. And I seen this car. I took Bridget home. And then I drove back home. I said, oh, I wonder if that's the church. Baby, it's Al. I said, he sure got a pretty Escalade out there. It's really pretty. But Al drives so many cars, I didn't know who it was. So I got out and I come to the door and up drops my son. I said, oh, we started to laugh. And he said, oh, well, I'm out here, I'm doing such and such thing. I said, okay. I'm telling you, God want to do something.
Yes, he does.
I said, God want to do something right here in this church while we're here. All these little things, I know God want to do something. He does. And Tawana was having dreams and vision. And sometimes you get this, you know, you have so much stuff. You get to, but just hold on to what God has given you. Don't let it slip. You know, don't let it slip. If God told you that you supposed to do thus and thus and thus, and you say, oh, I don't know. Do it. Just keep on. And don't think you're going to get up and be like you heard Sister Sally over there, because she's been there for 40 years, and you just started. So if you can't do nothing but get up and say two words, let the Lord know, I'm going to do this thing for you. I'm going to do it for you. Whatever he has given any of y'all, start doing it. You're not gonna be up there. You got to start somewhere. Amen. You got to start somewhere. God bless you. Will you stand? Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord keep you by his spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.